Welcome to the What Matters Most podcast, presented by First United Bank and Trust. That's my bank. Visit us today at mybank.com.
Hello and welcome to What Matters Most, a podcast all about finances, community, savings, and security for you, your family, and your business. This podcast is brought to you by the helpful folks at my bank, First United Bank and Trust. I'm your host, Eric Nutter, and in today's episode, what matters most is diversity, equity, and inclusion. And for this helpful discussion, I am thankful to be joined remotely today by Denise Phelps, Vice President and Director of Diversity and Engagement at First United. Denise, welcome. How are you?
Thank you. Yes, I am doing great. How are you, Eric?
I'm doing very well, and I appreciate you joining me today. I want to thank you for joining me and bringing this topic to us. So you and I have spoken in the past on this podcast, and obviously we've known each other for a while, but why don't you introduce yourself to our audience again and let them know a little bit about you and what you, your background.
Great. Thank you, Eric. Yeah, I'd be happy to. So as you said, I'm Denise Phelps, Vice President of and Director of Diversity and Engagement at First United. But that's not the only role I've had here. I've actually been lucky enough to be at First United for 25 years because I started when I was four. And throughout the last 2.5 decades, I have been fortunate enough to serve in our retail areas, marketing, mortgage, and different community leadership roles. But in addition to what I've done inside of the bank, I've also had the pleasure of serving on many different nonprofit boards. Yeah. And, you know, that's been really interesting because it's given me a unique look at the realities and the needs of our communities. And so I think, you know, that perspective, in addition to being the child of two deaf parents, that I got to do a lot of interpreting throughout my childhood for them. And, you know, Eric, I was able to see through those experiences that a lot of different people have experiences that are based on characteristics that ultimately don't define or represent who they are or their value. And so from that, I think, you know, I probably got a pretty unique perspective that gave me the understanding of why it's important for us to look at a world where diversity is embraced, inclusion is a priority, and making an equitable world the goal that we want to achieve as a human race is incredibly important, especially in today's context.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and to your point, you've had a very well-rounded career, and well-traveled. You've traveled a lot too. I mean, you've seen a lot of things, and so I think this diversity and engagement role suits you very well.
Well, thank you. Yeah. I appreciate that.
Absolutely. And So one of the acronyms that gets kicked around a lot with this topic is DEI. And so that's what our episode is all about today, diversity, equity, and inclusion. Can you tell our audience why those three things? What is that topic about, and why does it get kicked around a lot, especially in the business world and investing world?
Absolutely, Eric. That's a great question. And I really am glad that we are starting here with some defining of what these things actually mean, because, you know, they're used in a lot of different contexts, but the general concept and the applicability of those concepts are pretty uniform across all industries, across all, whether it be government, education, business, general community. I mean, there's just a lot of really common themes as we go through this. So if you don't mind, I'll just give you a kind of what my version is of each of those. And I'm sure there's many more, but certainly it's a good place to start. All right. So in my mind, I think of diversity, Eric, as just really generally all the characteristics that make us unique. And some of those, you know, we can see, like our age, our race, our gender. And some are unseen, like religion, disabilities, and socioeconomic status, for example. But ultimately, at the end of the day, I think diversity defined is just simply the characteristics that make each of us unique. And knowing that each of those unique characteristics provide value in the context of different, all of those different, context that I shared, the government, the community, who you are, you know, when you show up to work every day, is how you are able to kind of be different. And what do those differences provide in value? And then the next kind of concept I think of is then we look at inclusion. And inclusion is the concept that all of those diverse people with their characteristics, they get to be invited to not only be a part of, but also contributing to the conversations where decisions are made. And whether that be, you know, in a business context to create a new product or in, you know, a government context where we're looking at how are we going to solve this community challenge, but just to have the opportunity to weigh in on your current environment and how you believe it can be better for everybody.
Right.
And then lastly, I think, which is probably the biggest one, and it's the outcome that we're looking to achieve, which is the equity piece. And the equity for me is a concept where everybody has the same opportunity to achieve the exact same outcome. And what I mean by that is that all the same inputs into a process provide the exact same outputs for everybody in the process. And while that may seem like a pretty simple concept, unfortunately, it's probably going to be the toughest one for us to achieve because it not only takes into account what somebody does in the process, but also where they started from before they even began it. So, Eric, do I have time to give you an example of what that might mean?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, perfect. Thanks. So, one statistic that has come out in recent years is an African-American family has, for every $1 of average net worth that their family, you know, accumulates through their life, a white American or Caucasian family has 17 times that amount of average net worth. And so what that means is even if they do the exact same things throughout their life, they put in all the exact amount of inputs, if you will, their outcome is going to be different because the African American family started 17 paces behind. And while, you know, obviously these statistics don't describe every unique experience of every family that's represented in those groups, what it does though, Eric, it enables us to see some of the challenges that people within those groups face in creating financial stability and generational wealth for their family. So in my mind, this is the ultimate outcome that we're looking to achieve. And while it is probably the most difficult, it will ensure that everyone has the opportunity to achieve based on their efforts and not the characteristics that they don't have any control over or really don't correlate to someone's abilities or their value, like race, age, or gender. So once we're able to kind of get to that equitable world, everybody is going to have the same opportunity to peace and prosperity, which in my mind, that's when we know we've achieved the best version of ourselves.
I love it. It reminds me of a video. I'm reminded of a video that I saw on YouTube a long time ago. But I don't know who originated it. But there was a video, it was basically about equal opportunity and different starting lines. And it was I think it was like a high school coach or somebody, but they had a bunch of kids, you know, teenagers, and they were all in a field and he said, "Hey, we're going to have a race. We're just going to run, you know, to the finish line and straight line race. But before we start, I'm going to shout out some questions. And if these apply to you, you're going to take a step forward." And he would shout out things like, "Are both of your parents still married?" And they would take a step forward. And, you know, have you had a private education? Have you had your bills paid for? Do you have a meal to eat every day? You know, things like this. And you could just start to see the differences. And then by the time the race would begin, some of these people were already halfway or more toward the finish line before the gun had even gone off, you know, to start running. So it's pretty telling, and it's really moving video.
Yeah. And Eric, I'm glad you brought that one up, because if I think back, you know, this journey for me has been lifelong, but it's probably been accelerated in the last few years, along with probably a lot of us in America right now. But, you know, that was actually one of the first ones that sparked my awareness of, you know, of the differences that people have that have nothing to do with themselves or their abilities and their value. And so I think that that's really, you know, I think that the best place to start from, and I know we're probably going to talk a little bit at some point about, you know, what can people do and how can they kind of help, you know, move this work forward, is, you know, just gaining an understanding and seeing it from a perspective that you didn't have in the past, or you weren't, you know, exposed to, and just understanding how others are, you know, experiencing life, experiencing the world, will enable us to kind of take those first steps, which is really exciting.
Absolutely. So talk a little bit about why DEI is important for business. There is a reason why a role like yours exists today, and so what is that importance? What are we looking for there?
Absolutely, and I'm glad you asked, because I know you know, diversity, equity, inclusion, as we defined it, have been around as challenges for a very long time. But you know, one of the things I think that's exciting is the understanding, the realization that there's a place for it within business, and that if, you know, if we start to build these strategies and make sure that we are including everyone and giving everyone the same opportunities within our organizations, that there's going to actually be positive outcomes for the company. And so people that have way more degrees than I do have done the hard work. And, you know, I don't want to necessarily go through and do a work cited here, but I know there's been the McKinsey's and the, you know, the Price PwC's and some of the larger firms that have done the research, and, you know, to discover what the outcomes are for organizations that take this as a strategy and an important strategy and integrate it in. And, you know, it's just some of the really cool results that they've seen is that inclusive organizations are actually twice more likely to exceed financial targets. Diverse management is actually able to boost revenue by 19%. This one's kind of cool, that inclusive companies are 1.7 times more innovative than companies that do not have an inclusive environment and culture. And, you know, when you think about that, you know, what, you know, that we're bringing more people in to our community and to our businesses, and that the exponential opportunities for performance, for impact, for innovation, all are increased.
Boost. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's 1 + 1 = 3.
Mm-hmm. It truly is. And, you know, I think that that's kind of the coolest thing, and why I feel optimistic about the work that I am blessed to do every day, is because the outcomes are positive, and all we have to do is figure out how to do them and how to, you know, make the biggest impact using the things that we have. So, you know, for example, at First United, you know, we had to take a look at first, what is our internal inventory? What is our community inventory? You know, what do we have that we can really make an impact with? And so, you know, we looked internally and externally, and I'm happy to say we've come up with some really cool things that we'll see in 2022 and begin to roll out that are going to leverage, you know, our unique advantage of being a financial institution that provides financial inclusion and education and stability for, you know, our community members. And how do we do that more effectively? So stay tuned. A lot of cool things I hope that you'll start to see as we roll into 2022. But like I said, it's an exciting time, and I'm certainly, you know, very lucky to be able to do this
work.
I
love that it is, I can feel your passion about it, so I love that. But I enjoy the fact that it is often that I think if someone were to just read the headline of this podcast, they would probably think of it in the way of in hiring practices. You know, who are we hiring? And while that is part of it, you're talking about it holistically beyond just the hiring. It is also the decision making and then the community as a whole and what tools we're providing to the community as a whole so that there can be this diversity, equity, and inclusion in our communities, in our environment. I think that's a really beautiful thing.
It truly is. And, you know, I think that as a 120-year-old community bank that we're fortunate to be, we understand that being involved in the community is, you know, it's the concept of rising tides, rise mm-hmm. all ships. Mm-hmm. And so it's our, you know, we have the ability to rise the tide and making sure that we're, you know, not leaving anyone behind and that, you know, we're bringing in potentially some underbanked. You know, community members in a way that we haven't in the past, I think is really going to be incredibly impactful. And, you know, it's not going to happen obviously in year one because this work takes time. But ultimately, if we all do a little bit every single year as, you know, as business owners, as, you know, community members, as government agencies, as educators, you know, if we all keep kind of moving together, you know, then we'll start to see some real impacts and change in our community.
I love it. So Denise, I think what we'll do is in a future episode, we'll talk about things like how other businesses who may be listening, business owners who may be listening or small businesses that want to expand or reinforce their own DEI efforts and DEI strategies. We'll talk a little bit about that more in depth so they can kind of find out what resources are available or how they can get involved and help. But can you tell us a little bit about some of the strategies and focus on inclusiveness and inclusion in at First United about how you're impacting that and how that's working?
Absolutely. So, you know, and I look forward to that because as this is an evolving, you know, initiative within our communities, it's also going to bring a lot of new ideas. But the key to all of this working truly, as we've seen with every major change and advancement, is through partnerships and making sure that, you know, we're working together, that we're helping to support each other in our efforts and leveraging, you know, our unique, you know, value that we can bring and moving things forward faster, honestly. And so what we've done is started to partner with different universities, colleges, you know, even high schools, middle schools, other businesses, you know, and community organizations to really figure out, you know, where are the biggest needs. And I can tell you, Eric, one of the exciting ones is we've started to create a financial inclusion program. And ultimately, I don't want to give too much away since it's still in design, but it is the marrying of what we already offer at First United, kind of tweaking some of those and then really combining them with technology and financial education that'll allow for our community members, all of our community members, but truly those that are, as we talked about, underrepresented, underserved, to create financial stability and long-term success in their lives. So we look forward to these partnerships and to ensure that we're reaching and you know, making an impact as much as we can in our communities. And, you know, we'll continue to share our experiences as we go through this work and go forward with all of our, you know, all of our community to make sure that they're able to do the same.
That's awesome. That's exciting. I can't wait to talk more with you about that and how other businesses in the community could maybe do similar things so that we're all, like you said, it's a rising tide so that we're all pushing this forward and helping the best way we can.
Thank you. As am I.
Well, Denise, I want to really sincerely thank you for joining me today and talking about this topic that's so important for us and for our community. If any of our listeners have a question, want to learn more, maybe they want to get involved. Maybe they want to see how they can help as well. What's the best way they can get the support they need?
Absolutely. And we welcome all of those things that you just mentioned, especially the getting involved and working together. So the best way is email. So dphelps@mybank.com, or feel free to give me a call anytime, 304-263-3312. And I look forward to the conversation and continuing to look for new ways to get diversity, equity, and inclusion move forward in our community. Thank you.
Awesome. Denise Phelps, Vice President and Director of Diversity and Engagement at First United. Thank you once again.
Thank you.
That brings us to the end of our show. You can always find more episodes by visiting mybank.com/podcast or find us on your favorite podcast app. And we're on basically all of them, so you can find us on there and subscribe so that you don't miss an episode. You can also leave feedback, ask questions, or request a topic for us to discuss by sending an email to podcast@mybank.com. Thanks again for listening. We'll be back next time with more helpful content. But until then, we wish you the best in focusing on what matters most to you.
Hey, line up. Line up. Everybody line up. We're about to race. Everybody line up. Shoulder to shoulder. Take off your backpacks. Basketball. Line up. We're about to race. Hey, we are racing for $100 bill. The winner of this race will take this. $100 bill. Before I say go, I'm going to make a couple statements. If those statements apply to you, I want you to take two steps forward. If those statements don't apply to you, I want you to stay right where you're at. Take two steps forward if both of your parents are still married. Take two steps forward if you grew up with a father figure in the home. Take two steps forward if you had access to a private education. Take two steps forward if you had access to a free tutor growing up. Take two steps forward if you've never had to worry about your cell phone being shut off. Take two steps forward if you've never had to help mom or dad with the bills. Take two steps forward if it wasn't because of your athletic ability, you don't have to pay for college. Take two steps forward if you never wondered where your next meal was going to come from. I want you guys up here in the front just to turn around and look. Every statement I've made has nothing to do with anything any of you have done. Has nothing to do with decisions you've made. Everything I have said has nothing to do with what you've done. We all know these people up here have a better opportunity to win this $100. Does that mean these people back here can't race? No. We would be foolish to not realize we've been given more opportunity. We don't want to recognize that we've been given a head start. But the reality is we have. Now, there's no excuse. They still got to run their race. You still got to run your race. But whoever wins this $100, I think it'd be extremely foolish of you not to utilize that and learn more about somebody else's story. Because the reality is, if this was a fair race and everybody was back on that line, I guarantee you some of these black dudes would smoke all of you. And it's only because you have this big of a head start that you're possibly going to win this race called life. That is a picture of life, ladies and gentlemen. Nothing you've done has put you in the lead that you're in right now. When I say go, on your mark, get set, go! If you didn't learn anything from this activity, you're a fool.
I have enough money to retire?
Is my family protected if something happens to me?
Is my plan getting me where I'm going?
Are you ready if I want to be a doctor?
When it comes to money, we all have questions. That's why First United Wealth Management has a team of experts ready to listen and provide solutions. First United Wealth Management.